Kyle, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great, Tony. How are you doing?
Seems like this is an important day, especially for Governor Snyder, as he's going to be out trying to gather support for his budget proposals. He's going to speak today. Is this budget going to get done by May 31st?
Well, I think it's very possible that it could. I mean, the House and the Senate are both moving their versions of the budget right now. It's very unusual to see the Senate move something out of appropriations, all of their budgets out of appropriations before the beginning of May. And I think we're also going to see the House do it this week. So everything is getting queued up for it to happen, for the deals on the particulars to get hashed out in May. It's very possible the governor could be signing these budgets during the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Conference at the very beginning of June.
All right, let's talk about several things here. Where do we stand with K through 12 funding? Are we going to see that $170 cut per student?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how the degree of the cut always varies on the media outlet, and folks may be getting confused. You know, originally when Snyder proposed his budget, it was $470 per student because the K-12 advocates counted the cut from last year into that total. And now this 170 number is just the cut from this year. So a lot of different numbers being hashed around. Education is going to get cut. The question will be what the number is, and I think that's something that they're going to be working out behind closed doors. The Senate wants the cut a lot less. The House has been kind of where Rick Snyder's been on where the cut is. Another factor to watch is if they're going to be taking money out of what's called the school aid fund, which is different than the general fund. It's a separate pot of money that was set up to handle money taken in from Proposal A back in the 90s. And so in the past, that's just been used for K through 12, the school aid fund. And the question will be, how much money do they take from that for community colleges and universities? Snyder has proposed, $700 million for universities and about $200 million for community colleges. And the Senate knocked those totals off quite a bit. So there's going to be some negotiation. How much is it going to be, quote-unquote, rated, as the education advocates say?
Let's talk about the prisons here in the state of Michigan. We've got a new director who's going to be starting in a couple of months. When you look around the Midwest area, the numbers vary, but it seems to be fact that Michigan pays way more per prisoner than other states do. Mm-hmm. Where do we stand with those cuts?
Yeah, you know, that is really the great mystery. And it's something that the Republicans have been looking at for years, literally. And since they haven't had complete power, it's not been something that they can address. But why does it cost more per prisoner in Michigan than Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin? We're not just talking a couple bucks here. I mean, it's about 20 to 25% more. And they've been trying to get at that. And you know, is it because of the correctional officers, or, you know, is it some type of infrastructure cost? What is it? And I think what they're going after now is the correctional officers, looking at pay benefits. You know, the problem with that is you know, the correctional officers' jobs are just so heinous and tough that, you know, it's hard to go after them. They're kind of those folks who are unseen, but they just really do maybe the worst job in all of Michigan, having to get locked in with these violent people without really any guns or any type of means to protect themselves. So, you know, while they're going to be looking at concessions for these correctional officers, it's just such a hard sell publicly because these guys and women do such a horrid job.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Before we go out to John Berg from Sparrow Hospital on Lansing's Morning Show, Kyle, a final question for you. Lots of discussion, lots of news circulating not only on the net but in the papers about the bridge from Detroit over to Windsor. Where does that stand from what you see?
Well, it's just going to be one of those things that I think after the budget is kind of nailed down that Snyder is going to have to put on the full court press on. And maybe they can do that during the Mackinac Conference next month. It's just the legislature is just so leery about the project, and I think it's, you know, the full court press has been put on by the supporters of the Ambassador Bridge not to have this public span going between Windsor and Detroit, saying that the traffic doesn't need it. And there's some lines out there that it's going to cost taxpayers, and I haven't really seen good proof that it's actually going to cost us anything. But, you know, it's just that whole philosophical thing of, do we really want the public sector to do something that the private sector appears to be doing just fine? And that's really where the rub is. And, you know, if Rick Snyder can get past that, and if he can get enough support in the legislature, obviously, you know, it can happen. I mean, it helps that Snyder supports it, but it's by far not a slam dunk.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, my pleasure.